I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Two explosions went off yesterday in Kazakhstan, killing one man who reportedly was a suicide bomber. The attacks come just weeks after the nation announced two restrictive religion laws. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says it's still unclear if the attacks were a response to the laws, but there have been threats in the last week from extremists if the laws weren't repealed. But
in terms of what the aftermath of this will be, my gut reaction, just from an analytical point of view, is that it probably would lead, at least in the short term, to even further restrictions.
That's for Christians, too. Pray they'd be a light regardless. Next, 6 months after Japan's quake, there's been significant headway in the cleanup efforts. However, the Evangelical Free Church Mark Lewis says emotional and spiritual needs aren't being addressed, but they're helping. They've launched a traveling coffee shop and a bingo-type game rotation to get people laughing and talking.
Normally, the culture, particularly in this area of Japan, would be closed to outsiders. But actually, as an outsider, you become a safe person to talk to because you're not necessarily in the group or in the community.
And the prisons of Zimbabwe are inhumane at best. Overcrowded, squalid, and neglected facilities cram thousands of starving inmates together. Against that backdrop, Biblica has been bringing hope. Because prisoners need to experience the freedom that comes from knowing Christ, Biblica Zimbabwe plans to partner with church groups to share the gospel message with 1,000 prisoners using the booklet Hope for Prisoners in Shona. Pray inmates would respond. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Missions and ministry can't be separated. Buckner International wants to give you the book, It's Your Mission, by Dr. Jim Dennison, a free missions resource about the church's responsibility to the least of these. Get It's Your Mission by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.